very important. Most people don't get 8 hours of sleep. Ideally, get a full 8 hours of solid, deep, restful sleep every single night. It's important for health. It's important for anti-aging. It's important for reducing and eliminating illness and disease. 92. Go to bed at approximately 10 p.m. and arise at approximately 6 a.m. In Ayurvedic medicine, which is medicine from India, which is over 5,000 years old, it is believed that there are cycles that are the most conducive for certain activities. Going to bed at 10 p.m. and arising at 6 appears to allow the body to rest the deepest, rejuvenate the most, and gives the person the most energy throughout the day. 93. Eat organic, dark chocolate. Okay, you need your chocolate. Chocolate is not bad. It's the ingredients that are put in the chocolate that can be very bad. There are several brands of organic dark chocolate bars that taste wonderful and are filled with real, raw, organic ingredients. Go to your health food store and inquire. Read the ingredient list. It should be only 3 or 4 items. Then indulge and enjoy. 94. Make your own beer and wine. If you're going to drink beer and wine, make it yourself with pure organic ingredients. It's fun, it tastes better, and it's much healthier for you. Beer and wine are not unhealthy. However, the chemicals on the grapes, the hops, and other ingredients get into the final product. The heating used in processing kills the beneficial living enzyme. It's much better, however, to drink beer or wine than sodas or canned or bottled juice. So if you're not going to make your own beer and wine and you're looking for something to drink, well, the first best thing is water or, you know, pure filtered spring water or reverse osmosis water or water from a distiller. The second best choice is some beer and wine because there are some benefits of these. It's much better than a soda or canned or bottled juice. 95. Do not use corn oil. Corn oil is virtually a man-made product. If you took an olive, you could squeeze it and you would have oil. But you really can't squeeze corn and get oil. Remember, if it's man-made, don't eat it. 96. Use aromatherapy. Smells have a powerful effect on our body. Certain smells evoke chemical reactions in the body. Essential oils have many health benefits besides giving a wonderfully pleasant aroma. Inquire at your local health food store into the aroma or from an aromatherapy expert to help you choose the essential oils and aromas that can give you the most benefits based on your current situation. 97. Commit reckless acts of kindness. Every day, make it a habit to be kind to everyone you meet. The act of showing kindness has been shown to stimulate the body's immune system and give us a greater sense of peace and centeredness. Remember, what goes around comes around. 98. Wear white. Colors affect energy. The closer you get to white, the more positive energy you bring into your energetic field. This may not be practical in everyday situations. However, having some white or light-colored clothing as your general around-the-house attire can make you actually feel much, much better. 99. Use full-spectrum lights. I mentioned fluorescent lights have negative effects on the body and emotions. The best indoor lighting is called full-spectrum lighting. These special light bulbs are very close to natural sunlight. Using these lights can provide reduction of stress, depression, and fatigue while simultaneously increasing energy and positively stimulating your immune system. Number 100, take an afternoon 15-minute break. Most people wake up to an alarm clock, rush to work because they're running late, stress, worry, and work all day, rush to get home, eat a meal, and sit in front of the television. Then they go to bed and prepare to repeat the process again the next day. A 15-minute relaxation break, ideally using special music or relaxation CDs, allows the body to decompress, unwind, and rejuvenate. This procedure can increase metabolism, relieve stress, anxiety, tension, and depression, allow you to feel more centered, and provide increased amounts of physical energy. 101. Do not use an alarm clock. Most people wake to the sound of a loud alarm clock. This shocks the system and starts the body in a stress mode for the day. It is important to awaken slowly and gently. There are alarm clocks that wake you with a lovely tone, or start off with a very low volume and begin to increase the volume slightly. There are also ones that have a light that goes on and begins to illuminate slowly to wake you gently. This little change in the way you awaken can have a profound effect on your emotions and your body's pH, making you healthier. 102, reduce or eliminate air conditioning. Most general air conditioning is simply not healthy. Air conditioning units, as a general rule, make the air unnatural, thus unhealthy. Keep in mind that air conditioning didn't even exist 70 years ago. We think we need air conditioning. Certainly, it can make our office and home more tolerable in extremely hot conditions. Use air conditioning less, and you will see a decrease in the amount of colds and flus you actually come down with. 103, cook. When we create something with our hands, we benefit emotionally and physically. When you cook food from scratch, you take a much-needed mental break. You can create great-tasting, incredibly healthy meals, and you benefit in a whole host and a variety of ways. I personally cook almost every single day. 104, plant a garden. Being in the physical universe, working with living things with our hands and creating things is incredibly beneficial. Working in a garden provides an outdoor environment, exercise, stress reduction, and many more mental, emotional, and physical benefits. 105, don't read the newspaper. You can't fill your mind with negative thoughts and believe that your body pH will stay alkaline. The newspaper is filled with negativity, creating worry and stress. The news printed is almost always misleading, slanted, or in some cases, completely untrue. We hear today of dozens of journalists who have been found guilty of fabricating the facts in their articles. These journalists from some of the most well-respected publications have printed things as news when in fact they knew it was completely made up and full of lies. You simply can't trust the newspaper. Don't read it. 106, don't watch the news. Watching the news fills your mind with negativity and negative pictures. My personal studies show that a person's pH can go from a healthy alkaline state to a cancer-prone acidic state after just 30 minutes of watching a news broadcast. 107, reduce TV time in general. The television produces unhealthy electromagnetic energy. High-definition televisions produce such powerful negative electromagnetic energy, they have wiped out entire computer networks when turned on. The images on TV are negative and stress-invoking. But the number one reason I believe you should avoid television is that virtually two-thirds of all the advertising you will see are for drugs. When you watch TV, you are allowing yourself to be brainwashed into believing drugs are the answer. Do these ads work? Statistics show that over 90% of Americans believe that their health is directly related to the amount of drugs they consume. They believe if a parent does not administer drugs to a sick child immediately, they are being a bad parent. These ads are so effective that people who have never seen a doctor and are not sick are now going to their doctor and asking for specific drugs that they've seen advertised on television. Don't think you are immune to the power of these ads. Remember, cigarettes used to be advertised on television. They were proven to be so effective at subconsciously motivating people to buy cigarettes that they were ultimately banned. 108, have sex. Enough said, sex promotes health. Enjoy. 109, eat snacks. The bottom line here is don't go hungry, but snacks should be things like fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, juice that you make in a juice machine, raw nuts and seeds. Those are the ideal things. 110, use foot orthotics. You can go and get an orthotic for your shoe, which will help realign the body. They promote general health. They can eliminate foot, joint, and back pain. On my website, I give you my recommendations. 111, write down goals. That's really important that you actually physically take a piece of paper and write down specific goals. Now, there you have my list, my basic list of things to do and things to avoid that can bring your body back to a state of normalcy, where disease and illness virtually can't exist. It would be silly for anyone to believe that a person could do all the things I mentioned all the time. Ideally, do as many of these as you can, as often as you can. Doing even a little bit is better than none at all. For example, you may not be able to eliminate something 100%, but at least cut back or reduce it, or try eliminating it for just one day or 2 days. The more you do these things on this list, and the more often you do them, the healthier and younger you will feel. The bottom line, people say, well, how do I cure diabetes? How do I cure cancer? How do I cure heart disease or MS or lupus? The answer is, the things on this list will give your body the ability to heal itself and cure you of virtually every disease. They're not drugs, and they're all natural. This is the list that promotes health. This is the list that if you do them, you can eradicate the disease and illness in your body, and you can allow yourself to virtually never get sick. And again, we will come down with something because we live in the real world. Just the stress of living suppresses our immune system and allows us to get attacked by something. But when it does, the severity of the illness and the duration will be very small, maybe a day or two instead of a week or two. That's the key. This list of things is the cornerstone of health. The bottom line is you are toxic, so you have to get rid of the toxins. That's number one. Number two, you absolutely are deficient in nutrients. So the two basic things are eliminate the toxins from your diet. Eliminate the toxins from your body. Stop putting massive amounts of toxins in and start putting super nutrition in your body. Reduce stress. These things keep your body at pH level in the alkaline. Allow your immune system to be high and your body to operate fantastic, you won't get sick, and you will virtually cure yourself of virtually any and every disease that you may possibly have. Chapter 7, why people are fat. We talked a lot about, up until this point, who they are, and the fact that natural remedies and natural cures are being suppressed by the pharmaceutical industry, the Food and Drug Administration, the FTC, virtually every foundation, every charity that's involved in healthcare, and every association like the American Medical Association, the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, the American Diabetes Association, none of those groups want natural remedies. None of those groups want cures, because if there were cures and if there are natural remedies promoted, all of those groups lose billions of dollars in profits. It's always all about the money. All those groups have no interest in the cure and prevention of disease. The only thing they want to do is sell more drugs and make sure more people are sick. You see, it's kind of like if you take any association, the American Heart Association, which is huge, if tomorrow all heart disease was eradicated, what would happen to the funding that the American Heart Association gets from all the big corporations and the government? It would go to nothing, because now there's no need for anyone to give that association money. So they have no interest, they have no financial interest in seeing the cure of the disease that they're promoting. All they want is the disease to become worse, because if it becomes a bigger problem, they get to go to the corporations, go to the government and say, we need more funding, we need more money, because the problem is bigger than we thought, and it's getting worse. Well, what are they doing with the money? If the problems continue to get worse, which they are, diabetes is worse than ever before, heart disease, cancer, lupus, multiple sclerosis, MS, a muscular dystrophy, every disease is on the rise. What are these associations doing and found? What are they doing with the money? They're basically just keeping the money, using the money so they can keep their $500,000 a year jobs and their first class lifestyle. So this group wants to make sure that there are no natural cures, and the cure and prevention of disease is not their goal. It's simply to make more profits and sell more drugs. Their goal, every company in healthcare, the drug companies, all the government agencies, all the foundations, all the charities, all the associations, all they want is to make sure that people continue to be sick and get sicker, because if that happens, they make billions in profits. So that's the first premise. The next best premise that I discussed in this book is the number one reason you are sick is because you're more toxic today than ever before in history. And the toxins are coming from the drugs you're taking, both over-the-counter, non-prescription and prescription drugs, as well as all the food and everything you're drinking and everything you're breathing, everything you're putting on your skin. There are more toxins in the food and in our water and in what we drink and what we put on our skin and in our air than ever before in history. So we are putting more toxins in than ever before in history. And it's virtually in the entire food supply, and it's getting worse and worse and worse every year. And the reason the amount of toxins are going in the food is primarily because these food companies want to produce food at the cheapest possible way. They need to have the food taste good. They need to make sure you eat it. They need to make sure that you get hungry, that you become physically addicted, and that it actually makes you fatter. That way, you'll eat more food. So this is why all the toxins are coming in. Our lifestyle and the amount of stress that we have in our life reduces our own body's ability to eliminate toxins. So we are toxic. The next basic reason you're sick is because the nutrients that you are supposed to be getting from the food just isn't there anymore. There's virtually no living enzymes in any of the food, which is probably one of the major reasons why acid reflux or heartburn is an astronomically going up at this rate that is unfathomable. All the food is either irradiated, microwaved, pasteurized, which is heated, and the processing plants basically kill all the living enzymes. Without the living enzymes, your body's not going to digest the food right. You're going to have heartburn, indigestion, quote, acid reflux. Why is depression at an all-time high? Many of the food additives actually make you depressed. Aspartame, the artificial sweeteners, and so forth. So this is why we're sick. So it's very easy when you think about it, if that's the reason why we're coming down with cancer and heart disease and diabetes and lupus and all these problems, if that's the reason, then the things that I told you in the last chapter, it's easy to see how they will, in fact, eradicate, cure virtually all disease and make sure that you don't get sick in the future. Now let's talk about why people are fat. Chapter 7, why people are fat. If you want to get rich, write a book on how to lose weight. Americans, more than any other people in the world, are obsessed with losing weight. Americans are the fattest people in the world. Statistics vary, but it has been said that over 75% of people in America are overweight. This statistic has been rising decade after decade after decade. The interesting thing to note about the fact that we are so overweight in America is that we are doing more to lose weight, yet we continue to get fatter. Now think about it. There are more diet books on how to lose weight than ever before. More people are on diets than ever before. More people eat diet food, such as diet sodas, diet prepackaged food, etc., than ever before. More people are concerned about and eating low-fat food than ever before. More people are concerned about and eating low-carbohydrate food than ever before. More people are concerned about and eating low-calorie food than ever before. More diet pills and diet aids are being used and sold than ever before. More people in America actually exercise than ever before. But the fact is, with all this effort being put into losing weight, we are fatter than ever before in history. How can this be? Keep in mind that this is really an American problem. Although obesity is rising slightly in other countries around the world, America leads the way in people that are overweight and obese. There is so much data I have on why you are overweight and what you can do to lose weight and keep it off that I could write an entire book about it, and I probably will in the future. However, in this chapter, I want to simply give you the basic fundamentals so that you can understand why you're overweight and how you've been lied to and deceived by the food industry and the government. In the next chapter, I'm going to tell you exactly what you can do to lose weight once and for all and keep it off forever. The United States government, through various agencies, has had a pretty standard party line on the obesity epidemic. As I mentioned earlier in this book, when experts state things, they always state them as fact, when in reality, they are simply their opinions. What the federal agencies state as facts as obesity has been concerned has constantly changed over the years. Years ago, the standard party line was the four standard food groups: meat, dairy, grains, and fruits and vegetables. No one really questioned where the four basic food groups came from. But I saw a poster that was put up in the schools back in the 60s. And I noted on the bottom of the poster that, in fact, it was sponsored by the American Dairy Association. No wonder Dairy Products had its own exclusive food group. Isn't it surprising that the Dairy Association, whose only objective is to increase the consumption of dairy products, would strategically put in schools a poster brainwashing kids into believing that in order to be healthy, they had to eat dairy products at every single meal? It goes back to it's all about the money. The party line for obesity has always been, if you want to lose weight, you must eat fewer calories and exercise more. However, there are experts who present information as fact and will tell you that calories are not the issue at all, that you must reduce the amount of fat you consume if you want to lose weight. But then there are other experts with just as much scientific proof that claim that fat is not the issue at all. The real culprit is carbohydrates. And if you want to lose weight, you must reduce the amount of carbohydrates you consume. Yet another group of experts, with their stacks of scientific documentation, studies, and research data, proclaim that food combining is the secret to losing weight and keeping it off forever. However, there are a list of experts lined up, each holding a stack of research documents, scientific proof, espousing their facts about losing weight. The glycemic index, insulin secretion, hormonal imbalances. We hear that a lot on TV right now. The reason you're fat is because of the hormone cortisol. Genetics. The reason you're fat is because of genetics. The list goes on and on and on. As I said in the beginning of this book, no one really knows anything when it comes to medicine, health, disease, illness, sickness, or obesity. We all look at studies, general observations, personal experiences, antidotes from other people's lives, and come up with some conclusions that we think make the best sense. However, no one really knows why a person is fat or why another person is skinny. I mean, we all are presenting a theory. Now, I too am going to present my opinion and my theory as to why you're fat. Within a system that will allow you to lose weight easily, more easily than ever before, and keep it off once and for all. I could, as everyone else is doing, present this information as absolute gospel truth, scientifically proven factual information that is indisputable. However, I'm not really that arrogant. I'm going to present this information to you, as I always do, with the preface: based on the information I currently have, it appears that this makes the most sense. However, as more information becomes available, this information may be altered, changed, or improved. With that said, let's look at something we all know is true. Everyone hearing this, my voice, knows a person that doesn't exercise, that eats huge amounts of food, including fattening foods like pizza, pasta, ice cream, cookies, cakes, you name it, they eat it. We all know of a person that falls under this category, yet that person is skinny. They're skinny as a rail, and they never gain a pound. I myself have a personal experience regarding this. When I grew up, my brother could eat anything he wanted, any kind of food, any amount, any time of day. And he never gained any weight. He was always thin and lean and muscular. If I followed my brother around and ate the same amount of food that he did and did exactly the same things he did in terms of exercise, I probably would have blown up to 300 pounds. This actually happened. I had a Shaolin monk from the Shaolin Temple in China. You know, one of the real kung fu masters who was lean, flexible, strong, a martial art extraordinaire. And he came to my home for 2 weeks to train me. This guy ate six times a day. And I trained with him and followed him around every day. I did exactly what he did, and I tried to eat exactly what he ate. Folks, I couldn't even eat the amount of food. And this guy was much shorter than me and much smaller than me. I couldn't eat the amount of food he was eating. I tried. And guess what? I gained 25 pounds in like 2 weeks. It was unbelievable. And I was training 5 hours a day, exercising. But this guy was just eating out of control. Obviously, his metabolism was different than mine. It was obvious. So it appears that some people's bodies maybe are genetically designed to be thin, while other people's bodies are genetically designed to be fatter. At least that's what it appears. However, let's look at this. I was looking through history books, and when I was looking at, I saw some horrific pictures of Nazi concentration camps in World War II. And I noticed that the people behind the barbed wire, the people that were actually in the prison camps, they were all skinny. There weren't any fat people there. So I thought to myself, well, I wonder if some of those people are genetically disposed to be thin and others would be classified as genetically disposed to be fat. When they came out of the concentration camps and went back to their normal routines, I wondered if some of those people remained thin and others, because of their genetic disposition, got fatter. The point here is it doesn't make a difference what your, quote, genetic disposition is. If you're not eating any food, you're going to get skinny. But that doesn't really answer the question about why a person in America has a higher chance of being fat than a person in another country. Based upon personal experience, thousands of scientific papers that I've read, interviews with thousands of people in virtually every state in America over a 15-year period, I've come up with some interesting conclusions about why a person in America has a 75% chance of being fat and overweight. Now, you have to keep in mind, I've struggled with my weight my entire life. I must have gained and lost 2,000 pounds. I mean, I've constantly gone up and gone down, gone up and gone down. I've tried everything under the sun. I've hired personal trainers. I've exercised 5 hours a day. I've gone to fat farms. I've eaten raw food, vegetarian food, Atkins, South Beach, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystems, you name the system. Every pill, every powder, every fad for losing weight. Some of them worked a little bit in the beginning. Some of them didn't work at all. But the bottom line is, when I was on any of these programs, I was miserable. I was hungry. I was grumpy. I was lethargic. I didn't feel well. And then when I went off them, I ate like a maniac and I gained all the weight back plus more. And so I'm going to explain that. So I've learned a lot about weight, but I will tell you this. If you have yo-yo dieted in the past, it's the bottom line, it's going to be harder for you to lose some weight and keep it off because your body's all screwed up. That's number one. So if you, like me, have done a lot of up and down, up and down, up and down, let's be factual. It's going to be a little harder for you to lose weight and keep it off initially because your body is all screwed up. All of your rhythms are out of whack and they have to be reprogrammed. If you are genetically designed to be a little bit thicker than someone else, you're not going to be as skinny as a rail. Let's face it. Your body is not just genetically designed for that. Some people have blonde hair. Some people have blue eyes. I don't care what you do. You're not going to genetically change the fact that your eyes are blue if you want them to be brown. You understand that? So your body, some of you have curves. Some of you have bigger hips. Now, I'm a guy, but I happen to have a large waist and large hips. I also have really big shoulders. I don't have a skinny, tight little waist. And no matter what I do in terms of exercise and diet, my bones stick out. I mean, I have a bigger waist than some other guys. That's just the way I'm built. So you have to understand that we're not all going to look exactly the same. And for those people out there that show you a picture of themselves, you can look like me. It's baloney. Okay? Yes, you can thin down. You can, you don't have to be fat. You don't have to be overweight. But not all of you are going to look like the models that are in the magazines. Keeping in mind, they're all airbrushed anyway. When you meet them in person, believe me, they don't look like they do in the magazines or on TV. So let's talk about why a person in America has a 75% of being fat. There's a few basic reasons. Number one, most fat people have a low metabolism. Now, what does this mean? This means you can eat some food, and even if you eat just a little bit of that food, your body doesn't burn it off very quickly, but instead turns it into fat. If you had a really high metabolism, like a skinny person, you could eat high amounts of food and it wouldn't turn to fat. So the number one reason a person is fat is because of a low metabolism. Now, why is this so specific in America as opposed to other countries? Well, I'll explain. But first, what exactly is a metabolism? In simplistic terms, there are certain organs and glands in the body which regulate how the body burns food for fuel and how it converts that food into fat. These include the thyroid, the pancreas, the liver, the stomach, the small and large intestine, and the colon. Well, the large intestine is the colon. When you have a slow metabolism, there's a good chance that some of these organs and glands are not working at optimal levels. Always remember, if you find a problem in the body where the body's not operating as it's supposed to, so you have to ask the question, what caused that not to operate properly? You always have to look for the cause first. There are many causes of low metabolism, including the whole fact that you've yo-yo dieted. That process itself screws up your metabolism. If you repeatedly lost weight and gained weight, like I have, I can tell you your body metabolism is all screwed up. So let's look at each one of these reasons and find out what caused the malfunction. Most fat people have an underactive thyroid. If you have an underactive thyroid, called the hypoactive thyroid, your body's ability to convert food to energy is slow, and you have a higher chance of having food that you eat turn into fat. Now, what is the number one cause of a hypoactive thyroid? No one really knows. Remember, I always say that no one really knows. I always say that because nobody really knows. So I preface everything with, it appears, or it seems, or I believe this to be true based on the information I have right now. The answer really is that it appears that one contributing factor to a hypoactive thyroid is the fluoride that's being dumped in our water supply. Now keep in mind, fluoride is not put in drinking water in most other countries. This is one of the reasons why Americans have such a high propensity to have an underactive thyroid and a low metabolism and being overweight. Again, it's only one of the contributing factors. There is no one item that is the cause of obesity in America. It's a combination of things, and a number of things that appear to be the reason that we are so fat. Next, most fat people have a pancreas that doesn't work properly. The pancreas secretes insulin. Fat people appear to have a pancreas that secretes insulin at a much higher rate than thin people. A fat person's pancreas also secretes more insulin than a thin person does. What causes your pancreas to secrete more insulin at a faster rate? The answer, nobody really knows. But based on the information that I have, it appears to be some of the food additives that are in the food served in America. Many of these food additives are not put in food in other countries. It also appears that the high amounts of refined sugar causes the pancreas problem as well. American food has more processed refined sugar than in any other country. In America, we put refined sugar in bread. In other countries, that's insane. It doesn't happen. Sugar is not supposed to be in bread. But when you buy bread in America, there's sugar in it. Most people don't know that. That's not how you make bread, folks. And in other countries, they laugh at us. The French, who eat bread all the time, and the Italians, they don't put sugar in their bread, but we do in America. Most fat people have a clogged and sluggish liver. The liver is a detoxifying organ. When it's clogged up, your metabolism slows down. What causes the clogging up of the liver? Many of the food additives, the chemicals that are being put in the food. Most fat people have a sluggish digestive system, stomach, small and large intestine. Overweight people seem to have a problem with supplying digestive enzymes. If you're not producing enough digestive enzymes, your food does not get converted as energy and has a higher chance of being stored as fat. What is the reason that you're not producing enough digestive enzyme? It appears to be the food additives that are being put in the American food supply, all the chemicals that are being put in our food. The small and large intestine in overweight people are not as healthy as those in thin people. What's the cause of this? It appears to be candida yeast overgrowth. Now, why would you have a candida yeast overgrowth? The reason appears to be antibiotics. If you've ever taken an antibiotic in your life, that antibiotic killed all the friendly flora in your intestine and allowed the candida to run rampant, infesting your small and large intestine colon, permeating the cell walls, and slowing down your digestion and elimination. So if we were to ask, what is the number one reason for a slow metabolism? The answer is, what you put in your body, the chemicals, the poisons that you put in your body directly affect your metabolism. What the chemicals and poisons that are in the water and are in the food, and the non-prescription and prescription drugs. These poisons or toxins include non-prescription and prescription drugs, chemical residues used in the growing of food, and the artificial food additives used by manufacturers that are put in the food and not even listed on the label. And the toxins in our water supply, primarily the chlorine and the fluoride. There is another major reason why your metabolism is low. This has to do with exercise. The more muscle you have, the higher your metabolism. Most Americans have an abnormally low amount of muscle in their body. This means you do not burn calories as effectively as you could. The second most important issue in relation to exercise is the lack of walking. The human body is designed to walk. An interesting study of thin Europeans, Africans, Chinese, and South Americans shows that the common denominator of thin, lean people is the amount of walking they do on a daily basis. Thin people walk over 5 miles a day. Actually, it's well over 10 in these foreign countries. Americans, on the other hand, walk less than 1/10 of a mile. Lack of walking dramatically reduces a person's metabolic rate. All right, number two. The majority of people that are overweight eat when they are not hungry. Now, this is caused by two factors, stress or emotional eating, or physiological food cravings, which means you're addicted physically to the food. Stress or emotional eating is obviously caused by stress or emotional issues. No big secret there. Physiological food cravings are generally caused by the toxins you put in your body or candida yeast overgrowth. These addictions, by the way, these physiological food cravings, which are caused by the candida yeast, it's the other reason that you can be physically addicted to the food is the food industry is putting ingredients in the food specifically to get you physically addicted. Number three, most fat people have a large appetite. If you are overweight, statistics show that you find yourself physically hungry all the time. This hunger is generally caused by your body's inability to assimilate nutrients due to a lack of digestive enzymes and candida yeast overgrowth, which hinders the ability of your body to assimilate these the nutrients you need. Another reason that you are hungry is that certain common food additives actually increase your hunger. Number four, most fat people have hormonal imbalances. If you are overweight, statistics show that there is a high probability that your body is secreting too much of certain hormones and not enough of others. This imbalance is generally caused by excess toxins in the body or simply a lack of walking. Number 5, most fat people eat larger portions than thin people. This is caused by a combination of factors: higher appetite, inability to assimilate nutrients, physiological cravings, emotion and stress issues, and the food industry's increasing the size of the portions. In Europe, for example, candy bars and snack food come in packages that are over 30% smaller than American-sized portion. Restaurants in Europe, the exact same kind of restaurants, serve portions 30 to 40% smaller than their American counterparts. 6, fat people consume more diet food. Here is a major mind blower. Most diet food actually makes you fatter. Diet products labeled diet, low fat, sugar free, low calorie, light, low carbs, lean, are filled with artificial sweeteners, high amounts of sugars, or chemical additives that actually make you fatter. This is the dirty little secret the food industry doesn't want you to know about. These food additives can actually increase your appetite, make you physically addicted, and cause you to be fatter. The food industry, folks, is knowingly and purposely putting chemicals in the food, not listing them in many cases on the label. And these chemicals absolutely increase your appetite, get you physically addicted like a drug, and make you fat. It's in their interest to do it because they make more money. Number 7, most fat people are highly toxic. Toxins lodge primarily in the colon and fat cells throughout the body. When you are highly toxic, your body demands that these toxins be diluted. Otherwise, you'll just die. This causes your body to retain huge amounts of water and increase its fat stores in an attempt to dilute the poisons. This is why you notice people that take lots of drugs become bloated and obese over time. Remember Elvis? 8. Most fat people eat before they go to bed. When you sleep, your body's metabolism slows dramatically. When you eat late at night, the food does not have a chance to burn off and converts to fat easier. Number 9, most fat people are affected by the growth hormones put in meat and dairy products. Our meat here in America and our dairy is loaded with growth hormones. Most people don't know this. These hormones are given to the animals to speed growth in order to increase production and profits. When you consume meat and dairy, you are giving yourself massive amounts of growth hormone. This can lead to obesity and is one of the reasons why children today are maturing earlier and earlier. Number 10, most fat people see themselves as fat. Earl Nightingale made the discovery. He called it the strangest secret. After years of research, he discovered you become what you think about. Fat people constantly think about their weight, thus actually increasing the undesired result. The dirty little secret the food industry doesn't want you to know about. And I've been saying this throughout the book, but it has to be said over and over again because it's so important. And I'm blowing the whistle on what I believe to be one of the greatest, most devious lies in American history. Remember, it's always all about the money. The food industry consists of publicly traded corporations. These companies, because they're publicly traded corporations, have only one legal objective, and that is increase shareholder value, which means they have to increase profits. The only way a food company can increase profits is to produce their products, which are food, in the lowest possible manner, price-wise, and sell those products at the highest possible price and sell as much of it as they can. That's how they make the most money. Remember, that's their only legal objective. The people that run the food companies, the officers and the directors, do not care about the health and well-being of the American public. They only care about the profits. Many of you have a hard time understanding just how greedy these people can be. However, we are now seeing some of these corporate bigwigs being tried, and we are amazed at the millions of dollars that they have. and that they still lie and cheat and defraud in order to make even more money. Did you know that in prisons around the world, there are billionaires? Why? Because the more money a person makes, the more money they need to make. Making money for many of these people is an addiction. The greed that overwhelms them is virtually unstoppable. Many of these officers and directors are so consumed with making more money, they will do anything and knowingly hurt people just to make more money. It's sad, but it's true. Imagine that the executives in food companies think only about how to increase profits, and they need to come up with ways to make their product, which is food, cheaper. Those ways include genetic engineering and spraying chemical poisons all over the foods so the crops won't be damaged by disease or bugs or insects. The soil is loaded with chemicals to make the plants grow unnaturally fast, or the animals are pumped full of growth hormone to make them grow unnaturally faster. These companies will do anything to get their products produced less expensively. They also want to sell these products at the highest possible price, and they want to sell massive amounts of these products. So here's what happens. Food companies will do anything to make their products cheaper. In doing so, the products become highly toxic. If you've ever been in a mass production facility, you would be appalled at how food is, quote, made. These food companies also must continue to get you to buy and consume more food. Most food companies have chemical laboratories where thousands of chemical additives are researched and tested. Now, these are poisonous toxins. These laboratories are in secret locations and have tighter security than CIA headquarters. The objective is to make the food physically addicting, make the food increase your appetite, make you hungrier, and make the food actually cause you to gain weight. Food manufacturers, specifically fast food, are knowingly putting chemicals in the food that increase your appetite, make you physically addicted, and make you fatter. Two common additives which appear to do this include the artificial sweetener aspartame and the sweetener high fructose corn syrup. Now, these two are usually listed on the label, but there are dozens, if not hundreds, of other chemicals that are not listed on the label that do this as well. Like the tobacco industry, the executives of the food industry vehemently deny my allegations. Remember, the tobacco industry denied knowing making cigarettes physically addicting anybody. The fact is, the American food supply will make you fat, no matter what you do. This is why when thin people from other countries come to America, they all seem to gain weight, even though they think they are not eating any differently than they had previously in their own country. Think about it. The food industry is so profit-driven that it is lobbying against the national campaign, Eat Less, Exercise More. That's appalling. The food industry does not want people to eat less. So they don't want any promotion to encourage people to eat less. The food industry wants you fat and eating more and more food every year. This is the reason diet products in the form of pills, powders, food bars, and prepackaged diet foods will never work. They're ripoffs. Stay away from them at all costs. Don't waste your money. Many of them are unhealthy anyway, and they're not going to work. The good news is that knowing the truth allows you to do some simple, easy steps to lose weight faster and easier than ever before. This knowledge also allows you to eat the food you enjoy, never deprive yourself, and stay thin for life. So don't worry, there is a way out, and I'm going to talk about that right now. Chapter 8, How to Lose Weight Effortlessly and Keep It Off Forever. Now, this is not a weight loss book. However, I want to give you the simple steps that will allow you to lose weight faster and easier than ever before and keep it off once and for all. Now, space does not allow me to go into the whys regarding each of these steps. I can assure you that following these steps will absolutely work. Now, I've struggled with my weight my entire life. I was a fat kid. I tried every diet, every weight loss pill. I even hired a personal trainer, and I was exercising as much as 5 hours a day. And whatever I lost, I put it back on, plus more. When I was losing weight, I was hungry, tired, and I was grumpy. I never understood what the problem was. Not until I went overseas did I find the answer. While living abroad, I ate everything I wanted, and as much of it as I wanted, and at any time I wanted. Yet I began to lose weight without even trying. This led me to the discovery of the reasons why Americans are so overweight, and why it is starting to spread around the world now. And also led me to this easy, workable solution. Now, doing these steps will turn your body into a fat-burning furnace and bring your weight to its natural state. These steps also have tremendous health benefits. And if any of you are experiencing any type of symptoms, physical abnormality, or medical conditions, doing these steps, people tell me that most of their medical conditions vanish just by doing these steps. So let's begin. Number one, drink a glass of water immediately upon arising. Ideally, the water should be distilled. Absolutely no tap water. This starts the body's metabolism and cleansing. Two, eat a big breakfast. It's interesting to note that 80% of people who are overweight eat a small breakfast or none at all. 80% of thin people eat a large breakfast. Your breakfast should consist of as much as you want of any of the following items in any combination. Everything listed should be organic. Apples, pears, berries, kiwis, pineapples, grapefruit, plums, peaches, prunes, figs. Rye bread, raw butter, now raw means not pasteurized and not homogenized. Raw milk, plain raw yogurt, this means no sugar, no fruit. Wild smoked salmon, beef in any form, eggs, as long as they're organic, they can't be pasteurized, they're going to be organic, farm, fertile, free-range eggs. Again, the beef has to be organic, chicken in any form as long as it's organic, lamb in any form as long as it's organic, tuna, sardines, tomatoes, peppers, salsa, celery, carrots, any vegetable, potatoes in limited amounts, coffee in limited amounts made with pure water, not tap water. You can use raw milk or cream and raw evaporated sugarcane juice or honey as a sweetener, or of course stevia, or real tea, not tea in tea bags. We're talking real leaf tea. Number three, drink 8 glasses of distilled water each day. People think drinking water will make them gain weight and be bloated. The exact opposite is true. If you're overweight and you need to flush out the toxins from your fat cells, water is absolutely necessary to help you lose weight. Number four, walk for at least 1 hour nonstop per day. The body is designed to walk. Research shows that slow, rhythmic movement exercise, such as walking, resets your body's weight set point and creates a thin, lean body. A 1 hour walk every day will change your body dramatically in as little as 1 month. Now, if you didn't do anything else except the things I just said, it's pretty easy to do. Maybe for the walking, some of you are like, oh, I can't do that. If you just did those 4 steps, in 30 days, you are going to lose so much weight, it'll blow your mind. Just those 4. But let's carry on. Number 5, do not eat after 6 p.m. Now, do this the best you can. However, the good news is you can virtually eat like a pig all day long. But if you stop eating at 6 o'clock and don't eat after 6, you'll lose weight dramatically. 6, do a candida cleanse. If you are overweight, you positively, absolutely have a candida yeast overgrowth. I can guarantee it. It's probably not only in your colon, but it's called systemic. It's through your entire body. Losing weight will be hard and slow, and keeping it off nearly impossible as long as the candida overgrowth exists. If you wipe out the excess candida, losing weight will be easier and virtually effortless. and keeping it off will be a breeze. You must get the book Life Force, which explains the Candida cleansing process. That's the best one that I recommend. There are dozens of Candida cleanses. You get information at your health food store. The best cleanse that I recommend is in the book Life Force. You can go to naturalcures.com or call our 800 number, which is 800-931-4721. If you're not in America, look in the book for the international number or go to naturalcures.com to get that book. But you've got to get rid of the Candida. 7, do a colon cleanse. If you are overweight, I guarantee you that your digestive system is slow and sluggish. Unless you have 2 or 3 bowel movements every day, you are, in fact, constipated. Cleansing the colon will dramatically increase your metabolism, and you can lose up to 10 pounds by simply getting rid of the embedded toxins and fecal matter in your colon. There are many colon cleansing programs available. You can inquire at your local health food store, or for my personal recommendations, go to naturalcures.com. Number 8, eat organic grapefruits all day. Remember the grapefruit diet? Well, it appears that there's actually an enzyme in grapefruits that actually burns fat. Now, I happen to hate grapefruits, so I can't eat them. Okay, I just don't like them. But eating grapefruits all day, as many and as often as you desire, will absolutely speed the fat-burning process. Organic grapefruits. The more the better, all day. Number 9, absolutely no aspartame or artificial sweeteners. Aspartame, which goes by the name NutraSweet, will make you fat. All other artificial sweeteners, including saccharin, Splenda, or anything else, sucralose, should be avoided. If you want the full story, you read the 2 books, Aspartame, Is It Safe? And Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. You can get information on those books from naturalcures.com or calling our 800 number. Number 10, absolutely no monosodium glutamate, MSG. MSG is an excitotoxin. It makes you fat, causes all kinds of medical problems, and can affect your mood, making you depressed, which makes you eat more. It can also be physically addicting, like aspartame, and actually make you hungrier. Unfortunately, the food industry has lobbied Congress to pass laws allowing monosodium glutamate to be put in the food and not listed on the label. There are dozens of words that can be on the label, such as spices, artificial flavoring, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, etc., that are in fact MSG in disguise. This is why buying organic food where everything listed in the ingredient list is something you can recognize and can pronounce is so important. Also, MSG is in virtually all fast food restaurants, including things you would never imagine, like pizza. In the pizza sauce, they put MSG. In the breads in various places, they can put MSG. This is why people in foreign countries eat all kinds of food and never get fat. It's not so much the kind of food or the fat or the calories or the carbohydrates, but the chemical ingredients used in the American food processing. Number 11, take digestive enzymes. If you are overweight, there is an excellent chance your body is not producing enough digestive enzymes, causing you to gain weight, feel bloated, have gas, indigestion, and constipation. Go to your health food store and inquire. Try several kinds to see which one works best for you. For my personal recommendations of digestive enzymes, go to naturalcures.com. 12, absolutely no diet sodas or diet food. Diet sodas have been called the new crack because they appear to be so physically addicting. Now, that's what the food manufacturers want. They want you to be physically addicted to their product. They actually make you fatter. The reason that they are promoted so heavily is because people become physically addicted to them, and they are cheaper to make than regular sodas. I did an interesting experiment with people who drank diet sodas on a regular basis. For 2 weeks, they replaced their diet soda with regular, high-calorie, sugar-sweetened soda. Amazingly, no one gained any weight. Even more shocking was 80% of the people actually lost weight. One person lost 7 pounds. It was stunning to me. Diet food falls into the same category. Do not eat anything that is being presented as diet or weight loss food. They are loaded with chemical ingredients that will actually make you fatter and make you physically addicted. 13. No fast food or chain restaurants. Any restaurant that's a chain or a franchise or that sells fast food produces their food in such a way that it is absolutely guaranteed to make you fat. You can actually eat French fries and cheeseburgers and lose weight, provided that the ingredients that you use are all organic and contain no chemical additives. So if you make it at home, it's okay. But it's virtually impossible to eat food in a chain restaurant or a franchised restaurant or where the food has not been processed to last for years without spoiling. The food has to be produced as cheaply as possible for the companies to make money. They must add chemicals to make the food taste great and get you physically addicted. This food also has been produced to increase your appetite and make you fatter. Remember, these are businesses whose only objective is to make a profit. If the food tastes amazing, gets you physically addicted to it, increases your appetite, and makes you fatter, the restaurant is assured a success. They are like drug dealers getting their customers hooked on their product. The customer can't get enough and becomes so addicted that they keep coming back for more. This is the sad truth of what's happening in our food industry today. When you don't eat a certain kind of food, you feel bad. And as soon as you eat it, you feel better. Oh, I feel okay now. That's a drug, folks. That's a drug. And that's what the food industry is doing. 14, no high fructose corn syrup. This sweetener makes you fat and is physically addictive. Just stop buying food at the supermarket. Go to a health food store or a whole food type store or a farmer's market instead. In my personal opinion, do not buy food that is manufactured by any large publicly traded companies. Do not buy brand name food. Do not buy food that's advertised on television. The profit motive is so high, you can be assured that it's not good for you. The sweeteners that are used in food produced in a natural way include organic honey, organic molasses, organic fruit juice, organic dates, the herb stevia, evaporated sugarcane juice, etc. Simply read the labels, and if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it. 15. No white sugar or white flour. White sugar is, in fact, physically addicting and makes you fat. However, it's still better than any artificial man-made sweetener. If you want to sweeten something, use the recommendations I listed above. Sugar should be your last option. Artificial sweeteners should not be an option at all. White flour, as I mentioned earlier, when mixed with water, makes paste. Eating white flour makes you fat. It can also be addicting. It clogs up your digestive system, slowing down your metabolism. Use organic whole grain flours that have not been processed or stripped of the fiber. 16. Eat organic apples all day. The old saying is true, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Apples are loaded with fiber and nutrients. They normalize your blood sugar and decrease your appetite. You should at least eat one apple every single day. The more apples you eat, the better. Eat only organic meat, poultry, and fish. One of the reasons you're overweight is because of the growth hormones put in meat and poultry. If you want to lose weight, eat as much meat and poultry as you like, as long as it's organic, grass-fed, ideally kosher, and most importantly, has not been given growth hormone. The fish you eat should not be farm-raised. 8. Limit dairy products. If you're going to consume milk, cheese, butter, or any dairy products, eat only organic products that have not been pasteurized or homogenized. The dairy products should be labeled organic and raw. It may be hard to find raw dairy products in some parts of the country. The next best option is organic, but not homogenized, but that has been pasteurized. In other words, you're looking for three things here. There's homogenization, pasteurization, and organic. Okay? If it's organic and raw, that means it's organic and raw, it's not homogenized and not pasteurized. If you can't find raw, then make sure it's at least organic, okay? And ideally, not homogenized and not pasteurized. But some of it's going to be homogenized and some of it's going to be pasteurized, but at least get organic. But ideally, raw. Once it's homogenized and pasteurized, really you should stay away from it because it's just going to make you fatter. Okay? That's the bottom line. If you want to lose weight, reduce dairy regardless of what you're getting. Definitely, absolutely do not consume any dairy products that are not organic because they will have growth hormone in them and that will slow your weight loss. 19, do a liver cleanse. If you are overweight, I guarantee absolutely 100% your liver is all messed up and clogged. Get the book, The Liver Cleansing Diet. You can go to naturalcures.com and get the information on that. Or you can go to a health food store and say, are there some liver cleanses I can do? And there are some products you can take. 20, eat a big, huge salad at lunch and dinner. Now, I didn't say only, but eat a big, huge salad made with organic ingredients. I don't care if your lunch is a cheeseburger, french fries, and a pint of ice cream. Add to it a big, huge salad and eat that first. You'll be amazed how you lose weight. Now, the salad can contain anything you like as long as it's only vegetables. And they are all organic. The salad dressing should be organic, extra virgin, raw olive oil, and freshly squeezed lemon juice or organic vinegar. If you really want to speed the weight loss process, use organic apple cider vinegar. Add some organic sea salt, some fresh ground pepper, and garlic to taste. That's your salad. 21, rebound.